ever walk into the office kitchen and it's just a disaster. Like someone left their lunch containers out, didn't clean up their spills, the usual. You'd think putting up a strongly worded sticky note might shame people into being more, considerate. But a fascinating study done in Istanbul found it's not so straightforward, especially when it comes to, well, getting people to cooperate.
It's tricky, right? And what's so interesting about this Istanbul research is it really throws some classic assumptions about human behavior into question.
Okay, I'm all ears. Lay it on me. What kind of assumptions are we talking about?
Well, it's all about this concept called the tragedy of the commons.
Right, like overfishing or something.
Exactly. When everyone acts in their own self-interest, even though it seems like, it should benefit everyone to work together, this Istanbul study dives into all of that using a really clever experiment.
So this deep dive, we're looking at a real-life experiment.
Oh, yeah, a classic one.
Hit me with it.
They use what's called the public goods game.
Public goods game.
Yeah, it's a way to study how cooperation plays out in a controlled setting. But the Istanbul study, they added this really interesting twist to the rules, and the results are pretty surprising, I think.
Okay, you've definitely got my attention. Istanbul, you say. Why is Danbul, out of all places?
That's part of what makes it so interesting. You see, there's this massive global study that used the same game. And Istanbul, the results were, well, different.
How so?
That's what we're about to unpack.
Okay, so a game about cooperation, huh?
Exactly.
Color me intrigued. How does it actually, work?
So picture this. You and a few friends, you stumble across a pot of gold.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Each of you can choose to add some of your own gold to the pot, right? But here's the thing, no matter who puts in what,
Yeah.
you all get an equal share of everything in the end.
Ah, I see. So the temptation is there to, like, be a little greedy, right? Hold on to your own stash and hope everyone else is feeling generous.
Precisely. It's this really elegant way to test if people are going to act selfishly for that short-term gain, or if they'll cooperate, try to grow the pot for everyone's benefit, even if it means maybe getting a slightly smaller slice for themselves.
Okay, makes sense. So where does Istanbul come in?
Right, so most studies that use this game, they'll have people play it both with and without punishment.
Punishment, like you lose some of your gold if you're not sharing.
Exactly. But in one round, you might face consequences, and in another, no consequences.
I'm following.
This Istanbul study, they did something different. They split the participants up, so some people only played the game knowing they could be punished for, holding back, while others, they played without that threat hanging over them.
And that's important because.
Because it turns out, simply knowing the rules beforehand, it can really change how people behave, even if those rules change later on.
Interesting.
It's like you can't assume that someone who's amazing at badminton will automatically dominate at tennis, right?
Right? Similar but different.
Exactly. They're related, sure, but the strategies, the mindsets, totally different ball game.
So, this study, they wanted to isolate the effect of just the punishment. No other factors influencing things.
Precisely. See what punishment on its own, how it really affected cooperation.
All right, so spill the tea. Did the threat of punishment turn those Istanbul players into like a band of Robin Hoods?
Well, not quite. The results, they were a little more nuanced.
Lay it on me.
Okay, so even with that possibility of getting punished, right? The players in Istanbul, they actually weren't as generous overall as folks in, say, some Western
Oh,
cities.
interesting.
But, and here's the kicker, they were still way more cooperative than those participants in that huge global study we talked about.
You mean the one where people played both with and without punishment?
Exactly.
So the punishment did do something, just not exactly what everyone expected.
Right. And that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah, what was going on in Istanbul?
Well, the researchers, they dove into the data and they found two big things at play.
Hit me.
One, right out the gate, there was a huge difference in how cooperative the groups were.
Like some groups were raring to share from the get-go, while others were more, well, we
A little
know.
more strategic with their gold,
Yeah,
maybe.
exactly.
And here's the thing, those initial group dynamics, they basically stuck around.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't matter if punishment was involved or not. The groups that started off all about that cooperation, they generally kept on sharing. And the less cooperative ones, well, they kind of stuck to their more strategic ways.
Fascinating. So you're saying even when it comes to cooperation,
Yeah.
like first impressions really matter.
It seems so. And that actually leads to the second thing they found.
Okay, I'm listening.
So it's like this, instead of really sitting down and like, you know, weighing the risks and the rewards, most people, they simply took their cues from what everyone else was doing.
Interesting.
They'd adjust their own contributions based on how their fellow players were behaving. Like, if someone got penalized for being a bit too stingy with their gold, everyone else took note.
Ah, so it's kind of like a behavioral echo chamber in a way.
That's a great way to put it.
We see how others are acting, we adjust our own behavior accordingly, and the cycle continues.
Precisely.
So how do we take these Istanbul insights and, make them relevant to like the real world?
Well, for me, it really highlights how crucial those initial conditions are, you know,
The initial conditions
of
are.
any group, any system, whether it's a company, a local community group, heck, even just a group chat.
Yeah.
If you want to foster a spirit of cooperation, paying attention to how those very first interactions play out, that's huge E.
So it's not just about like laying down the law later on with punishments and all that.
It's about cultivating that cooperative environment from the get-go.
Because once those patterns are established, they can be tough to break.
It really makes you think, right?
It really does. This whole idea that, sometimes just setting the right tone early on can make all the difference.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, I'd say we've mined some serious gold from this Istanbul study. It's a good reminder that cooperation, it's not always as simple as, just adding a punishment or two. It's about understanding the nuances of human behavior, those subtle cues we pick up on, and how those early interactions can really shape the trajectory of a group. So until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those fascinating questions, and most importantly, keep those cooperation vibes flowing.